Yes, Akash has one could elaborate, explain this with a Mashikosa, with another Posek, which it says in Posek, Vayikach Koyach. The Targum says, what is Vayikach? We're spelling. The quarrel, the Agit. The Loiki Visharam Koyim is not like in other places where we translate the word Vayikach means Venosim, but here, not Vayikach, he took it, but he Agit. Chem Pirosh Rashi. Rashi translates also the same thing. Vayikach, what does Vayikach mean? He went to a different side. He is nechakimutehoida, separating himself from the Hida. Which this is explanation of that inyan which we said before, the inyan of Yeshem Elokeinu Imono Kasher Ayim Arisenu, should be the connection of Moshe and Emidus together. Koyach wanted to split it. Yisub Zeir says in Zeir, Koyach bo lemevet chilufo di Yemino lismola. Koyach wanted to change over from right to left. Koyor lachlofo tikune leleilo vetato. To change over the tikune in the way they are above and below. To make a big, to mix up the Seder, a different Seder. What is the tikune? What is the Seder? In a Seder, a tikune b'kdusho, the tikune b'kdusho is shagvures tfeilim elachsodim. In Kedusha, Gvura is tafel to Chesed. The main thing is Chesed, and Gvura is tafel to it. V'nichlolim b'hem. The Gvuras are included in Chesed. Like the expression is there, Smolo, Yichlol, Todir, B'yimino. The left, which is Gvura, is always included in right, in Chesed. Our Kerech Lotzer, Kerech wanted to have this Gvuras from Chesedim. To separate the Gvuras from Chesedim, Gvura shouldn't be embraced in Chesed, but Gvura should be by itself. And even more, not only Gvura should be by itself, not included in Chesed, but Kerech wanted that the main thing should be Gvura. Chesed should be tohu to Gvura. Chesed should receive from Gvura. Because then, and that's how Kerech was punished, because he wanted to mix up things. So, Lord, we have to understand, what does it mean? We know Kerech was a clever person. And Pikach means Kerech says in Pikach. That means he was very wise, very clever. So how come he did such a thing? How come he wanted? My role is there. What was there, something leading Kerech to such a foolishness to mix up the systems? Rabbi Yehoshua, the answer is no. It comes from his vision. He is so wrong. And he misled it. He saw the Gvura, not the way the Gvura is the matter. The Gvura, the way Gvura is the Sheirash of Gvura. She shown there, in Sheirash of Gvura, Haim Lemaila Vasadim. Gvura is above Chesed. That's what Kerech wanted, that he Lemato should also be Gvura Bab Chesed. Mix it up.
But the Rambam says, people forget. He said just now, that Gvura is tougher than Chesed, he said just now.
That's what we said before. We will stick to it. Okay, sure. We will stick to the common inside, not flying around. What does it mean that the Shoshan Lemailo is the Gvura is above Chesedim, and that's what Kerech saw, and you want to bring it down Lemato? Hine, Seder HaMshocha b'chol madrei Yisur. The Seder of the HaMshocha, everything, whatever comes down, is a Seder. Merif Mishet Chilo Tzorani is Helem. The Seder is first is Helem, and then is Gilei. Ha'akar bo ha'Gilei. First is Helem. The darkness is first, then comes the Gilei, the right. Therefore, first is what? Helem, which is Gvura. And then comes the Gilui Chesed. K'moi, like for instance, in the whole Seder of Ishtalshus, and the whole creation, the whole system. K'moi, Bereishis Gilui Akav L'Hoi B'Olamos. In the beginning of everything, the first Oyer which comes in Olamos, which is the Gilui Akav. So, for the sake, it should be Akav. Should be the Gilui of the Akav. How was it? Shemit Chilotzo Ali is Atzimtzum. First is the Tzimtzum, and then is the Gilui. So when comes the Gilui Akav, the Kav is Chozo Veheir after the Tzimtzum. So first is the Цинцум, which is Gvura, and then it's Chesed. Ki Oyer Shelifnei HaTzimtzum Ulemayla Moilamus. The Oyer before the Tzimtzum has no Shachas to Ilamus. So Ilamus are not Shach to Mekabalit. It should come in a Oyer, which has a Shachas to Ilamus, has to be first the Tzimtzum. And then is the Oyer Mekabalit. When you know some more can empty its oilamas, the oil the way it is before the tzimtzum, there's no room for oilamas. So it should be oilamas, it has to be a tzimtzum first. Which also be its chayim, like it says in its chayim. How was it before the Bria? Before the Bria, it says, oil alien, portrait, and malo is called emptyus. First was the oil alien everywhere. Which oil alien is everywhere, then, well, like I am mocking, I meet the emptyus oilamas. Then there's no room for oilamas, it's only the oil alien. For the sake it should become oilemes, had to be a tzimtzum. So there's a tzimtzum, and then there's a gilui. V'lachin hutzali is a tzimtzum arishin. Had to be the first tzimtzum arishin, which is in the oir in sof shelifnei tzimtzum. Which there was, shenistalek oir legamri, that oir, which is before the tzimtzum, was the stalek was concealed. Rak lachar zeh, after the tzimtzum, yocholi is gilui akav, could be the gilui of the kav. So what is first? First is the tzimtzum, and then is the gilui. That means the gvura is before chesed. V'cheinu b'chol ha-madreges. Everywhere is the same system like this, that first is gvura and then chesed. Ad she'nimshech gam b'olam ha-zatachton, until in the olam ha-zatachton is also like this, first is the darkness and then there is light. So gvura is before chesed. K'mayim ha-razal, like the razal say, ki b'yotze shel olam. Like the Bria of the Olam Ha is the Seder of the Bria. The Seder of the Bria is Vahi Erev, Vahi Vayker. The Seder of the Bria is Bria Shech Shecha. First is Erev, the Cheshach. We hold on her after his life. You see like it says in Potsa Vahi Erev, and Vahakach Vahi Vayker. First is Erev, then it's Vayker. We say move on. This we understand. Asher Yerush HaGvur, Eskeryon Moshe Yerush HaChsadim. So we see here, for the sake of Shul Yechesed, has to be Gvur first. For the sake it should be oil, has to be chaysha first. So what comes first? Chaysha comes first. That's the gvura is first. And that's a kirach. So in mokir, in the mokir of the tzimtzum before the gilui. Higher than tzimtzum has no shaykhas to gilui altogether. So as we say, the whole seder is, sai lemailo, and ruchtis in oilam is alyenim. Sai lemato is chaysha, and then oil, that means chaysha comes first. זה מובן ששרש הגבורס, קודם שרש החסדים. שערי הצמצום הוא בחינס גבורס, צמצוס גבורס. וגיל להקה הוא בחינס החסדים. So what is first? First is גבורס. כי אם שהצמצום קודם על הגילי, אז הצמצום זה פה בגילי, נמצא את כמה זאת, שהגבורס קודם החסדים. But the Seder is, גבורס הוא פה חסד. But we say before, it doesn't mean just before in time. Ra'inya agdima b'kdusha, and kdusha will say kodom first, moireth means al agdima b'mayla v'chshivas. That in the level in madrege is higher. Its first is higher in madrege. Now, it's looking there, right through the holy shtalshlis, however, gvura comes first before chesed. Ze'atam sh'roi k'irach, rotzo lahag b'rez kava small al kava yamin. This is what k'irach wanted, the kava small should be overpowering the kava yamin. It's a mile of a gvura, it's a lot of study, because it's all in mocker, the gvura of our chesed.
With lights.
Have patience.
Sorry.
Don't be a chocham when you are not.
Sorry.
We know it is all. Learning has to be learned first what says, and then you try to understand. Before you see what says and say to you, you're already a chocham. Arbemes to kirech toz gom gotom. Really, kirech made a big mistake. And that's what they say, his mistake was, he looked so far. He looked so far, it looks to him very nice. But the Ebershter is above it. Kirech is higher. The whole thing is above it. So he made a mistake here, in this thing. Be'amitis ha'inyan, truly in the truth of it. What comes first? Is the purpose, what is the purpose? Is the purpose the darkness? Darkness comes before light. But the purpose is what? The light should be, not the darkness. So there's no point in remaining with darkness. The truth is, Koidim agile la helam. What comes first? The gilui comes first before the helam. You look on it that there's the helam, the choshech, and then there's the oil. Vayi erev, vayi voicher. The kavone, what's the kavone? Is the kavone the erev or the kavone is the voicher? Look in the kavone. Same thing in the tzimtzum. Yes, the tzimtzum is after the tzimtzum could be the gilui. But why is there the tzimtzum? What is the purpose of the tzimtzum? Is the purpose of the tzimtzum the tzimtzum, or the purpose of the gilui, which will be after the tzimtzum? So in the tzimtzum itself, in the helam itself, is the kavona of the helam is gilui. Therefore, the hikir is gilui. The whole purpose of everything is the gilui. So don't look at it halfway. That's what's saying here. Bamiti sayinyan. And the truth is, koidem agilui ela helam. Gilui comes before helam. Hikdimas at tzimtzum ela gilui. Why is there tzimtzum before the gilui? It is rag ben agil agilui ba'ilamas. It should be oilikin oilamas. Oilamas can't take it because it's too powerful. Therefore, it had to be a tzimtzum condensed, then it could come in the oilamas. So the kavana is, it should be a gilui in the oilamas. But the gilui is too much, it can't be taken. And it can't be a tzimtzum. She actually is a gilui ba'ilamas like it was a tzimtzum. So what is the purpose of the tzimtzum? Not for the tzimtzum. The purpose of the tzimtzum now, through the tzimtzum could be a gilui. So the kavon is the gilui. The kavon is the gilui, so the ches is the kavon. Inya a gilui shel atzmei hoyegam lifnei tzimtzum. Gilui itself was before the tzimtzum also. Because she'er hoyo eresof emalis kol mokim amtzius. Like it says, eresof was emalis kol mokim amtzius, so therefore it's gilui. Only it's a gilui, which the elements couldn't take it. So therefore it had to be a tzimtzum. For the sake, it should come in as such a gilui in the elements. But what's the kavana? The kavana is a gilui, not the element. Kiduas, it's known by the pirush ha-kosuk. It's known the pirush of the posuk. And the posuk says, keil elikim hava'e vayor elonu. So we say, keil elikim hava'e vayor. Keil elikim hava'e dibra v'yikaret. Because of that, in this pasuk, Nisku Gimla Shemes. This pasuk, Kelelekim Havaya, as we mentioned, the three Shemes, Shibemoy Sabriya Tzaylam. The three Shemes, through which was the creation took place. But say the whole, say that in this pasuk is, Tchila Hoshem Elekim, first of the Shem Kael, first of the Nihon Kael. Kael, which Kael is Chesed. What Madrege is Kael, which Madrege is that first Madrege Kael, Shemoyre ala gilui oyer shoyer esof malim akracholo. This refers on oyer esof, which is malim akracholo before everything. And before everything is kale. That's the gilui oyer esof. Ma'akach after it, am shem elakim. Shem elakim is a tzimtzum. Shem's gura, tzimtzum. Shemoyre ala tzimtzum. Ma'akach then, am shem avaya. Ushem avaya refers to gilui akav, shoyer ala tzimtzum. So first is kale, then there's elakim, then there's avaya. So the first is the gilui. Which I have right, in your frachmim. Alzeum Razal, that's what the Razal says, shita him in the Serachmim. That in the Briah was Elohim, but Elohim, Briah is Bor Elohim, Elohim itself is Helen, Tzimtzum, therefore it was the shita him in the Serachmim, the Rinyah Gilui Hashavah. Shibol Ache, Chesed and Gura, the Kulisim, the Shavah Rachmim, it comes after Chesed and Gura, Rachmim contains the Chesed and Gura. It's a little more because of the problem. And the same thing is here. First was the Oyer Sof. Then there's the Tzimtzum. Then there's the Gili. And the Gili which is there, and the Gili Acher Tzimtzum, which is the Kavone, that's the Kavone. So the whole purpose, the whole Kavone is this, which is higher even. Shezeo Sheakav, Shor Shalemai, Lemoyer Shinesalem is Lemalem Tzimtzum. This is where the Kav is the Gili. But this gilui akav, the shirish of the kav, is higher than the helam and higher from the yisof shel lifnei tzimtzum. Menimtza, shebeshirish harishin, in shirish of everything. Taki, when you look on shirish, it's bereshach shirish avodon ha'ira. When you look in the shirish of the shirish, there is the kavana, is the gilui. Shirish harishin. There, kodam agilui lehelam, gilui is before helam. That's as far as the ishtal shosu nasan, so we say, Koyach made a mistake. He looked, but he didn't look far enough. And then, even more. Looking in the Ilames, the way it is in the Ilames, Oidzois, Shigam, Benagila, Gili, Bo Ilames, even that Gili, which is in the Ilames. And for the sake, it should be that Gili in the Ilames, Mukhech, Liz, Galdi, Agdimus, Atzintzum. For the sake of that Gili in the Ilames, had to be Atzintzum first. Then could come the Gili, like we say, Bereshach, Shehavad, Anayro. Still, even there, even in the Ilames, is also Koidem, Agili, Atzintzum. Is also the Gili before the Tzimtzum. Why? Shari Atzimtzum v'shul HaGili. Why is there a Tzimtzum? What is the purpose of the Tzimtzum? For the sake, it should be a Gili. The Eiliki before the Elamez, the Eiliki the way it was originally, was too powerful, Elamez can't take it. Therefore, it had to be a Tzimtzum, it should be a Nimshah, which will come in the Elamez. So therefore, what is the purpose of the Tzimtzum? The purpose of the Tzimtzum itself is Gili. Atzimtzum is v'shul HaGili. Kavona is Atzimtzum, eine sheyisarech hashom Atzimtzum. The kavona of the Tzimtzum is not that it should remain Atzimtzum. Kiim, the kavona of the Tzimtzum is v'de sheyia haka Gili. It should be a Gili. So again, what is the purpose? What's the kavona of everything? The kavona of everything is the Gili. So even though it has to be Atzimtzum first, it has to be a Helem, but the kavona is not the Helem. The kavona is the Gili. And this goes right through everything. When we come to Mitzrayim, the Kavona is not the Golus. The Kavona is Yitzhiyah Chasom Mitzrayim, Tavda Salkim Alo Raza. The Kavona is Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim, where it will be the Gilu of Matan Torah. The Kavona now is again a Kavona of Helem, a Kavona of Choshech, but not to remain in Choshech, not to remain in Golus. The Kavona is now, we should get to the Gilu. The Tachis of Gilu. But the Kavona of the Choshech is for the sake of the Earth. אחר שכל כבון עשה צימצום של שיהיה גילי אז זה כבון עוד צימצום וספור דסי כשוד הגילי ואחר חלואים עוד דס ליד זה עשתו סי אבל מה עסקן קם תו קונקלוז'ן שגם במדרגע שבו צריך להסגיל עשה צימצום לגילי in that level itself where the צימצום has to be before the גילי but I'm it also shall go totally the truth of it is קודם עניין גילי That even it has to be a tzimtzum. But really the kavana is there, truly there is the purpose of the gili. Because the gili is kavana is a tzimtzum. It is a tzimtzum, but the kavana is the gili. And nimtza, shetarusa shel kira hoysa. Kira's mistake was, not only loy rak mitza abchina shel maila mishtalshlis, not only in the level above mishtalshlis, which there would say is the irin sof, which is above ilam is, haino, mitza adere sof. Not only this, which is not child to Ilames, therefore it has to be a Tzimtzum, and then comes Gili in Ilames, so there is so, hello, Gam is at Chenis Ishtalshles. Not only there, but even here in Ishtalshles, Gufa is also the Kavan of the Gili. Shishom Kedim at Tzimtzum in Ishtalshles, the Tzimtzum is first, before the Gili, but what is the Kavan? In the Ginsar Kavona, it's a Tzimtzum. The Kavona of the Tzimtzum is the Gili. So in the Kavona, the Gili is before the Tzimtzum. Chayna Boilam Lamata. That says Lamailo in Ishtalshlas and Ruchtis. Same thing as Boilam Lamata is also like this. Shah, Shah, say the Bepoilam. Bresha, Shah, Vodan, Oiro. Even though in Oilam Lamata, in Oilam Hazah, is the Seder that has its Choshech and then is Oir. Kvishikosu, like it says in Pesach. Vayi Erev, Vayi Vayker. But what's the Kavona of the Erev? Harei Kavona is a hell and Vayi Erev. The Kavona of the Erev is for the sake it should be a Vayker. The Kavona of the hell and of the Erev is Vishu Agili the Yei Vayker. The Kavona is to get to the Gili Vayker. Vad la Gili to Yei Mecha, too, like it says before, the concludes there, Which the Gilev Echad is the Milo Merev Vayka. So first is Erev, then is Vayka. Then comes Yom Echad, which the Gilev Babi. Ubi Rinyan Babi de Sodom. This is all in Ruchti, Sinish, Alshlis, and Ilamas. What's now Babi de Sodom and Arab Prime bringing it down to Erev to us? In it is Boilel. Explained before, she said that I'm sure I'm going to have a drink and so we should feel it so early as hell. We said before that the Seder, I'm sure I'm all the Madrigas is. First is Helem, and then there's Gili. Akabra Gilim. First is the Helen, and through the Helen comes the Gilim. Chena Gamelech HaShodim. Same thing in our life. It's also like this Helen, and then there's Gilim. Moi Ram Shoch HaSamechim. Moichim should come in and control the body. Shekedei Shiyum Shom Yizgal Oir HaSeichol Mechina Shom Malam HaSeichol. It should come in Oir HaSeichol. Seichol comes from somewhere. Seichol comes from above Seichol. So should be the Gilui Oir HaSeichol which comes from above. So Riyas Chila Yir Shal Helem. Has to be a Helem and then comes the Gilui. Although the same thing is also in the lower level. Kedei Shoir HaMoichin Yum Shom Yizgal. It should be the Amshachas on the Moichin, the understanding should come in into Midas. So it's Chila Helem. Has to be in the blockage in the middle, which is the Mitzvah Goren, that the whole understanding, the whole philosophy is concealed, and then comes just the reflection of it. Omnum Kavona is a Helem, Ubishulagili. The Kavona, the Helem of the Mitzvah Goren, that not the whole understanding comes in Midas. Midas won't be able to take the whole fully philosophical understanding, which is a Meichen. Therefore, it has to be a Tzimtzum. What the Kavanah of the Tzimtzum is, it should be a Gilui. K'moi be'helem, the Mitzvah Goren. Like we say, in the person is made the Seder, there's the head, and then there's the Goren, and then there's the heart. Is the Kavanah b'zeh, shall the Zeh Yum Shoh, is Gala v'yoy, or a Meichen Gavamidus. So therefore, it has to be the Tzimtzum, the Miut, that through the Miut comes in the Meichen into the Midus. Shem Shekavon Asatzin Tzumi Kedei Shal Yodu Yuchal Yitz Agil Abelum. It's just like we said before, in the Seder is Talshlus. If the Kavon of the Tzimtzum is, for the sake of the Gilui in Ilumers, should be Oir in Ilumers. Same thing here, the Tzimtzum which we have in the Meitzer HaGoren, which holds back that the whole understanding shouldn't come in the Midas, otherwise you'll be confused. It's for the sake of the Gilui, otherwise it'll be too confusing. This that we explain here, that the kavana of the tzimtzum is not for the sake of the tzimtzum, but for the gilui. Yodua shatzimtzum olay rag b'shul shiyuhani is boilam is gilui akav. It's known that the tzimtzum is not only the true the tzimtzum. Comes after the irakav, which is the gilui after the tzimtzum. Not only the irakav should be there, but elom or now the tzimtzum, the kavon of the tzimtzum should be a gilui much higher. Shal de zeh yuchali is gam gilui yosof shalifnei tzimtzum. Through the tzimtzum comes in not only the oir hakav, but through this we are able to receive here the oir yosof, which is before the tzimtzum as well. Shemitzidoi lo yoyim okilamidus oilos. Like this, it was originally from the oir yosof, which was before the tzimtzum, oilos can't take it. But after the Tzimtzum, and after Chasar Yakav, we could get already also from the Yerushalayim here at Tzimtzum. The Kavon of the Tzimtzum is the Gili. Which Gili? Not only the Gili Yakav, but the Kavon of the Tzimtzum is the Shudin Yisgali there at Tzimtzum, which is the end of Matantara. Matantara is the Gili of Asma Yisrael. Kivuya v'Yitzchayim, like it says in Yitzchayim, Atam, Shutzali, Yisrael Tzimtzum, is the Silo Koyel Gamri. He says that it's Chaim. Why was it the Tzimtzum, the first Tzimtzum Arishin, was an Avei of Siluk Oyele Gamri, V'hakach Chozo V'hei Kav Kotzer. And after the Tzimtzum was a Kav Kotzer. Why didn't stay the Kav Kotzer? Why did Kav didn't remain? We say it was a Tzimtzum, a Siluk completely, and then after the Tzimtzum, Nimshah Kav. If the Kav is Amshoche, why didn't the Kav stay? Why didn't he, with Tzimtzum, everything except the Kav? V'lei B'im, Shach Yismai Toyer, V'shoy Kav Kotzer. Let it be a mute, instead of a tzimtzum, which is a siluk, should be the mute. So he says there, ki ilu lehoi a siluk oyo legamri. If it wouldn't be a siluk, like we have the tzimtzum with our siluk, then lehoi a shali is our silus. If it would be left even a kav, but the kav is a kav from a yinsof shal lifnei tzimtzum. As there is the power of lifnei tzimtzum, elohus can't take it. So elohus couldn't become replaced. But after Oilovus became already existence, then Azai Khil Lakab Lam Shocha Zigilakab, after the Oilovus become, could be Am Shocha from the Kav into Oilovus, and not only the Kav, but his Seram is even more. Shall the Azichuch to refinery? Now we have Eilam. And the Eilam is there, but the Eilam has to be refined to the Zichuch of the Eilam. With the Bira of the Geshem Zichuch Eilam, Yichol Elakabu, Gamas Rishon, Eilam Akab. Then we could receive also the Eir, which is the Eilam Akab. That's the Rotz Noelin, which the Rotz Noelin comes from Mitzvahs. So two Mitzvahs, we get the Rotz Noelin. The Rotz Noelin is much higher. But the Rishon Herz Kinsuch. Till to the refinery, we could get also the Rishon Herz Kinsuch. Vehenu gam v'inyan amshoach asoir amoichem emidus. All the hell of a mitzvah gone. Same thing is also physically. In the amshoach as amoichin into the midus, through the, which comes the mitzvah golem. The golem is narrowing, so it shouldn't be the whole logic and everything coming to midus. Kavonosu v'shul agili. But the mitzvah golem is the kavonah, the mitzvah golem is for the gili, should come in after in the midus, the midus take it, and the midus build up. Shall the Zay Yicholis Dim Shavimidus, Lira Akar Amoichin, which is Samson, of the Mitzvah Goren, but through the Tzimtzum, the Mitzvah Goren could come in, and Midus not only the conclusion, the result, which is after the philosophy, Hela Gamay Amoichin, which is Meir, the Moichin Mamash. What could be even more, to refine the Rode Midus, and the Midus comes already, Ha'oir, the way the Oir is, and the Moichin. Shterin Yigilip Nimus Amoichin, this is what I said before, the Gilip Nimus Amoichin, that Nimitz HaMeichen may have Nimitz HaMidus.
Why is the that if there was a meal, then and it just left the calf, the world could not take it.
Because,
take away
because if it's a meal, it means the Oira calf is exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's just less, but exactly the same. If the Oira is so powerful, so even a little bit, you can't take it.
But
if there's a silicon in the gamma, so there's room for elements, because there's an element, silicon.
But that
can't be the same time. After the oilum is there already, then there's a mshach as a kav. The loshna is time is...
Could be before.
But before, if the kav remains, there's no room for it. You have to move completely.
Yeah.
You want to place something in the water. As long as there's a little bit of water coming in there, you can't break the cement. So you move completely. After you move completely, there's room for making cement. So you put cement in there. After you put cement, you move away the blockage, and the water doesn't disturb it. But before, it wouldn't allow it. Same thing here. A oyer shelif me'atzimtzum is Ein Sof. Ein Sof, you can't divide it. You can't say a bit Ein Sof or a more Ein Sof. Ein Sof is Ein Sof. Ein Sof is a contradictory to Eilam, to Yesh. This is Yesh and this is Ein Sof. But after there is a Yesh, to Ha'elam or Ein Sof, when there's no Ein Sof, it's not felt Ein Sof. So there's a room for Yesh. After the Yesh is there, the Yesh could be mevatel to the Ein Sof. And as we say, after the Tzimtzum could be a Gilui. And then, the more you mevatel the Yesh, more bigger Yesh is, you see it more. Till it is red, and you see it's there, also the Yesh is not Tzimtzum.
And?
The expression is Rishisa is Dovok in the Insof Shev Neatzinsum, and the Igla Godel. So if it's not Dovok in the Igla Godel, so it goes like a pillar of light, but gets lower and lower, smaller and smaller. In the Moker of the Kav, it's a lot of light. In the end of the Kav, it's very little. And that's the Moided, that's what's called Kavda Mida. It's Moided, Medida Soiris, Medida Sakelim, how much oil should be. And the more oil is more oil, when it comes lower and lower, it's less oil. That's what it's called Kav.
Is the Kav itself Soida or Mamali?
The Kav is Mamali. The Kav is Mamali. It comes from Soida. The Kav itself is Mamali. That's the same. Moided, Medida Soiris, Medida Sakelim. That's what they say. Yeah, Hashem Elokeinu Imonu Kasher Ra'im Avisena. Hashem Elokeinu, like we explained before, what Avisena? Avisena Koyal LaMoichin. Avisena refers to the Moichin, Imonu refers to Midas. Habakoshi, the request here is, She'oir Kvishameir B'chinas HaMoichin. That oir, the way it is a Moichin, which a Moichin is a Ribui Oir, Yom Shereitz Gala, Yoyer Gam Midas, should come in the Reira Meichin in the Midas. I know. How is it possible? Shaf al Pisha, Meichin and Midas, and a Berzel is there. Even though Meichin and Midas are two different worlds, they are incomparable, the Midas to the Meichin. Shalochin, so Ali is absent from there. They are so far apart, till it has to be a gap in between the Meichin and Midas to the hell of the Mitzvah Gorim. As the Rebbe Kosher, that's the request, and the tefillah, the davening, which we're asking here, Shegam b'midas yoyer yamechem hamesh. That in midas, we should also feel what we feel in Moichin. Tefillah is a hine initial nisim. Tefillah is not a hine of nisim. We don't daven for nisim, we daven for things which are in teva. Ela al in your hine should be given a teva. In davening, we ask always something which is in gather of teva. I know. And that's what we're asking here. Should be the Meichin and Midas. I will ask, it's not Teva. So he says no. I know if it's a Kavona, it's a Hello and Shua Gilui. The Kavona, why doesn't it come in the Midas? If the same thing which you have in Meichin will come in Midas, it will be disturbed. It will be mixed up, confused. Therefore, it has to be a Hello. But the Kavona, the Hello is, you should get later on, elevated. Melochin Gamma Hell and the Mitzvah Gor and the Mishum Gilei Ramech HaMividas. That's even it goes through to the Hell of Mitzvah Gor, which is condensing the intellectual powers, but still, it should be the ideas to influence the Midas. Hashiyoyu Bemoich, Mishum Mishum Hamash. This is what we're asking, that the Midas should be refined, that the Midas should get the oil and the way to the Mishum. So, Gam Mashikosu, that's what we say, Yi Hashem Elokein Eimonu, Havaya, we say Hashem Elokein Eimonu, what's Hashem Elokein Eimonu? Havaya, Hashem Eitzim, which Havaya is the Oya Shul Ma'ilam Eilumas, Shein Eilumas Chilin Nisraeli. Havaya is Abav Eilumas Eilumas, can't take it. Because we came out the Tzimtzum, the Hashem Elokein, go to the Tzimtzum, in a Gam Havaya, Nasa Elokeinu. That's to say, Hashem Elokein Eimonu. That to the Tzimtzum becomes Havaya, becomes Elokeinu. How? Which is Elokeinu, Kocheinu, Chalitzeinu. How koyach, how energy, how power. And also, so the Shekavon of the Tzimtzum should agili. As the Kavon of the Tzimtzum is not, shouldn't remain Tzimtzum. The Kavon is for Tzimtzum for the sake of Gili. In all the Tzimtzum, Yechol Ha'er Be'ilu V'ezgam Gili Yosho Ha'ilu V'ezmizadats V'ezgam Gili Yosho Ha'ilu V'ezgam. And that's, as the Kavon of the Tzimtzum is Gili, that's why through the Tzimtzum could come in such a oil which normally oil wouldn't be able to take it. But through the Tzimtzum comes that oil as well. Chinti Elonu, Sheikuyim Atfilo V'Koshan Al, the Koshan should be fulfilled, and again, L'Avedu V'Nav Shodom, Ha'ar Avedu Sheyum Shechoy Ha'meichim Yamidus, Adoy Ha'meichim, which is the oil of Tzire, should come in the Midas. גם בלבושים ולצעה לבושים ועכשיו דיבר מייסה. עד שיקויים, תאוכל לפוסק, עם פשטס, יהיה שם אלוקי נאמונה, כאשר רואים אביסינו, על יעזרינו ועל יצ'ינו, וכל בני ישראל יראה במשריצו. Of the B'chol Levavchem, which tefillah is B'chol Levavchem. What do you hear? That's what tefillah is.
So, it's a big...
Oh, just sitting back and asking.
You got to work this out.
You have to work this out.
Okay.